ladies and gentlemen, I want to present a young fellow whose name has appeared on the marquee of every important theater in London. And he's a personality of many, many talents. I wanted him on my show for a long, long time. And I finally got him here. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, England's greatest entertainer, Max Bygrave. I just want to tell you that, you know, coming all the way from London over here to appear on my show is a great tribute to me.
Thank you, Jack. But really, that introduction, I appreciate it, but I'm terribly embarrassed.
Embarrassed about the introduction?
Well, calling me England's greatest entertainer, you'll think, the audience will think I'm the most egotistical person that ever lived.
But, Max...
But look, Jack, you'll have them hating me before I begin. England's greatest entertainer.
But, Max, you are England's greatest entertainer, aren't you?
Well, yes. Jack, it sounds so awful coming from us.
Well, you have a point there. I'll tell you what, Max. Why don't you leave, get off, and I'll introduce you over here.
Please, yes.
Yes, I'm sorry. ladies and gentlemen, here's a friend of mine from London, Max Bygrave.
Could we do it the first way again?
I'm not going to keep introducing you and having you walk up and down in front of the curtain. Because if I'd have wanted that, instead of having you, I would have hired a striptease dancer.
You would have?
Yes.
Now you've got them hating me again.
Well, you'll just have to get used to it. Like I did. By the way, Max, how was your trip coming over?
Well, Jack, I hate to complain, but since you brought it up, that was some transportation you furnished me.
Well, what was wrong with it?
What was wrong with it? The boat had to wait 3 days in Brazil while they loaded the bananas.
Oh, it was a banana boat?
All I had to do was bring my own cornflakes. They had the rest.
Well, no wonder I didn't have any trouble getting you a reservation.
Believe me, Jack, you didn't need a reservation on that boat. You walk up the gangplank. If they can't peel you, they give you a room.
At least you got a room.
Yeah, but my manager wasn't so fortunate. When he came aboard, he had yellow jaundice. He spent 3 hours hanging on a hook.
Well, I guess we got about as much as we could out of that banana routine.
Yeah. In England, we wouldn't have even started it.
Oh, yeah? Well, Max, now that you're here, that's the important thing. You're here. Now, how are you enjoying your visit here?
Oh, yes, I love it. Yes, that's probably because my great-great-grandfather came from America.
Oh, really? Is that so? What was his name?
Benedict Arnold.
Benedict Arnold, the American traitor?
No, Benedict Arnold, the British hero.
Yeah. I don't know, I never thought of it that way. I guess an ocean makes a lot of difference.
Especially when you're on a banana boat.
Now, Max, you know, you've had quite a spectacular career in Great Britain, you know, in the variety theaters and in the music halls and in the movies. What do you think was the most exciting performance that you've ever given, or where you've ever appeared?
Well, Jack, I think I must say it was the night that I appeared for the royal family for a command performance. That was the evening they knighted Sir Laurence Olivier.
That must have been. I know, that was a thrilling experience. You know, I've had an experience like that. I remember the last time I played the Palladium in London, I was invited to Buckingham Palace, and they knighted me, too.
You? You were knighted?
Yes, certainly.
Well, you must know the thrill Sir Lawrence had when he knelt down, they tapped him on the shoulder with the sword, lifted it over his head, and tapped the other shoulder.
Is that the way they knighted Olivier?
Of course.
That's funny. With me, they try to go straight across. You like everything that happens to me. Well,
you must have been doing the banana routine.
Cut that out! I was already with the banana routine. Banana. Now listen, Mads.
Yes.
I know the audience. I don't want to keep them waiting any longer. I want you to entertain them. I'm going to leave the stage to you. And I'd like to have you do one number that I always like to see you do in London when you play the Palladium in this place. And that's where you give an imitation of an American singing a popular song.
Oh, really? Yes.
And I'll be standing in the entrance.
Yes,
watching.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the thing that Jack is talking about is the thing that's mystified me for years. It's the way the American popular singers snap their fingers when they sing. I was very curious about this, and I found out why they do it. It happens like this. They stand in the wings, waiting to come on. The master of ceremonies, he introduces them. Invariably, they're chewing gum. They're a little nervous, you see. So, as soon as he introduces them, they take the gum out of their mouth, they throw it away, but it doesn't always leave their fingers. So they spend the whole chorus trying to get rid of it, like this. Right, hit it.
Is it true what they say about Dixie? Does the sun really shine all the time? Do sweet magnolias blossom round everybody's door? Do folks keep eating possum till they can't eat no more? Is it true what they say about Swanee? Is it dream by the stream we're so sublime? Do they lie? Do they sing like they say in every song? If it's true, that's where I belong.
Max, that was just great. Now, Max, look at, how about doing an encore?
I'd love to, yeah, what?
All right, now here's the number I'd like to have you do. That song called Underneath the Arches.
A
now,
beautiful
that's the,
song, beautifully sung.
And it's so popular in London. I want them to. And listen, I like that song so much, I'd like to do it with you.
Oh, no, Jack, it's a solo. It's.
I know, but I know it. And they want me. They want me to work with you in the thing. Let's do it. You see, they want me to do it with you. Come on. Let's have it.
Underneath the arches, we dream our dreams away.
We dream our dreams away.
Underneath the arches,
underneath the arches,
on cobblestones we lay.
On cobblestones.
Jack.
What?
I didn't know you couldn't sing. Tell you what, why not get a nice cup of tea?
Tea?
Yeah, one for me.
Cup of tea, where would I get it?
Boston.
Boston?
Heralding the dawn, sleeping when it's raining. Sleeping when it's fine, I hear the train rolling by above. Pavement is my pillow. No matter where I stray. The arches, we dream our dreams away. Underneath the arches, we dream our dreams away. Underneath the arches, one on cobbles. Every night you'll find
and warm.
Happy when the day. Sleeping when it's raining. Sleeping when it's fine. I hear the trains rattling by. Pavement is my pillow. My pillow. No matter where I stray,
no matter where I stray,
underneath the arches,
the arches,
we dream our dreams away.
Ladies and gentlemen, I must tell you, the first time, about the way the first time I ever met Max Bygraves. Now, I was in London about 7 or 8 years ago visiting a friend of mine, a Mr. Jock Jacobson, who is connected with, of course, in show business in England. See? Now, we had seen, we made the rounds of everything. We'd seen all the shows in London. And finally, he says, now, I'm going to take you to a television studio to see a new TV program.
I do hope I'm not making this into a busman's holiday for you. You know, I just happened to pick up these two seats, and I thought you might enjoy this television show.
Yes, you know, and then it would give me a chance to compare television in London with television at home in America. By the way, what's the star's name, the fellow starring in this television show?
Bygraves, Max Bygraves.
Oh, Max Bygraves.
Yeah, he's a new performer. He's only done 3 or 4 programs, but I haven't had a chance to see him myself, but they tell me he's quite good.
Oh, good, really.
May I have your attention, please? I am the producer of the Max Bygraves show, which will go on just a moment. While we're on the air, we would appreciate your cooperation. By that I mean that if during the production you should hear something which tickles your funny bone, would you please give us a bit of a hee-haw?
Evidently, this Bygraves fellow is a comedian.
Yes, and they say he's very funny.
Oh.
I beg your pardon.
Yes, sir.
I trust you won't think this rude of me. Are you quite comfortable?
Yes. Yes, I am. Thank you. You know, you English are so nice. Really, here's a perfect stranger. He's interested in my comfort, you know.
Are you sure you're comfortable?
Yes. Yes, I am. Why do you ask?
You're sitting on my hat.
I didn't know it was there.
Thank you. I only wish it had been my umbrella.
From our London studios, the Max Bygraves program. And here's the star of the show, Max Bygraves.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I've heard such a sad story, I must tell it to you. There's a woman on a bus with a little child. Not a pretty child, and a man sitting opposite, and he keeps watching this child. Suddenly, he can't contain himself anymore. He says to the woman, "Madam, that is the ugliest child I've ever seen." And the woman burst into tears. She cried so much, she had to be put off in the street. A kind old gentleman comes along and he says, "Why are you crying?" He said, "Please, nothing can be as bad as that. Tell me, why are you crying? So he goes into a bar and he buys her some brandy. He comes back, he said, "Now drink this brandy, you'll feel better." And she said, "No." He says, "Now look, I've just bought you some brandy and I've got some nuts for the monkey."
Bygraves is very funny, isn't it?
Yes, he is. And you know, You know the way he stands and the way he works. It's a little bit like you do.
I didn't notice it at first, but now that you mention it, he does work a little bit. My style, sort of. He's funny, though. He's very good.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I look a little tired tonight, please forgive me. The fact is this. I had a little time to spare, so I took my shoes off and I walked to the studio. Now, taking my shoes off and walking bare feet to the studio may sound strange to you, but I figure it this way. Leather costs money, skin I can grow.
Yes, but why would he do a cheap, stingy joke like that? That's the kind of stuff I do.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I have a new wax statue at Madame Tussauds Museum. Now, if you go there, you must see it, except they had a little trouble getting the blue of my eyes. Because my eyes are bluer than the thumb of a cross-eyed carpenter.
Do you do jokes like that?
What?
Do you do jokes like that?
Do I do jokes like that? I do that very joke. He stole my joke.
Oh, shut up.
I must say, ladies and gentlemen, that having a statue in Madame Tussauds' wax museum is quite an accomplishment for a fellow of my age. After all, I'm only 39.
39? He's doing all my stuff. 39 on my own show.
Sir, if I let you sit on my hat again, will you shut up?
But he's doing
Jack, this. Please be quiet. Maybe it's just a coincidence.
Maybe.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, so much for my monologue. Now I'd like to bring on my announcer, and here he is, Mr. Don Wilton.
On my show.
Now, look here, Teddy boy. If you won't be quiet, I'm going to give you a what for with me bumper shoot.
Hey, Don, why are you looking so happy today?
Well, I'll tell you why I'm so happy. I weighed myself this morning, and I lost 10 pounds. Can't you tell?
Don, you losing 10 pounds is like taking a teaspoon of sand from the Sahara Desert.
Now, wait a minute, Max. You've got some nerve. Every time I come out on this stage, you make some joke about my size. If you think for the pittance you pay me that I have to take this sort of nonsense, you've got another guest coming. You're an ungrateful, egotistical old frump!
Well...
If you insist upon standing there, do you mind just sort of bowing your legs a bit so that we can see through?
I'm not going to bow any.
You get down. And nobody does sit down.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, may I present my singing star? Even though he always drives me nuts, here he is, Mr. Dennis Knight. Sing for us tonight.
Frothingham lowered the boom.
Frothingham? What became of Clancy?
That's a good song. Now you go ahead, Dennis.
Oh, Mr. Bygrave.
Hold it, kid.
You wanted on the phone, sir.
I can't take a phone call now. I'm in the middle of a show.
But it's your butler, sir. He says it's very important.
Oh, my butler. Hello?
Hello, boss. This is Manchester.
Your cities. It's about 12.
I know where it is.
Oh, Manchester, what do you want?
Well, Governor, I thought I'd give you a jingle to see what you want for dinner.
Oh, for dinner? What's in the fridge?
The usual, white enamel and ice cube.
Now, wait a minute. I stood all of this time for you. It's not me. I'm going up and see him. Come, he's stolen everything from me. I'm going to find out.
Well, look, Manchester, I'll talk to you about it when I get home. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, what I'd like to sing
just
for you...
Just one minute. Yes, get out of my way here. Now, listen here. Look here, young man. If you think I'm going to let you do a television show here and steal everything from me, my format, my characters, my jokes, you've got another guest coming.
Well...
an operation?
Cheap joke, stingy joke. You do blue eyes jokes, a fat announcer. You got a butler like mine. And another thing, how can you possibly stand on this stage and do a joke about being 39?
What joke? I am 39.
If you're 39, I'm 40. Now listen here, Mike Graves. I stole all I'm going to. I've never seen such outright plagiarism in my life. You stole it from me. The worst memory I've ever seen.
Thank you very, very much, ladies and gentlemen, and I hope you all enjoyed the show. But that's a true story I told you about the first time that I met Max Bygraven.
Now, wait a minute, Jack. Now, wait a minute. You didn't tell the audience why I did it.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, when you came to London, the whole thing was a frame-up. Ladies and gentlemen, I was a new performer working on a low budget. Now, how else could I get America's greatest comedian to come on the stage with me? When I said America's greatest comedian, weren't you supposed to protest and say I'd have the audience hating you?
Well, yes, but it would sound so insincere coming from me. Max, we still have a few seconds. Shall we?
Why not?
Payment is our pillow. No matter where we stray, underneath the arches, we'll dream our dreams away.
Good night, folks. I'll be seeing you soon.
The Laughs and Tears of High School, room 222, weeknights at 6:30. NYPD with Jack Warden and Frank Converse is next on Channel 29.